that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel. That old wheel. Gonna roll around once more. When it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't.
And welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, June 24th, 2023. A beautiful, sunny, blue sky, a cloudless day so far here at the Radio Ranch. And but we've got a crew on today, and we'll bring everybody on. Paul, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Brother Zach from Michigan, thanks for joining us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we say good morning wherever you are, from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, west. Good morning. We'll have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give a call. But we're going to open up in prayer. Jason, you want to open us up in prayer this morning?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you lead us, guide us, and direct us in the direction that we are to go. We pray that you give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray, Father, that you continue to fight with those that fight against us. And Lord, we just ask that you just do a mighty work for your people. Father, we're in need of saving, and we cry out to you to save us, save this country, save this land again, save your people. And we just ask that you just continue to protect us and raise your people up higher and higher as our enemies are brought down lower and lower. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
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 Well,
I don't know, in the news this week it was pretty interesting. I don't know if anybody got to see it, but these, you know, it really goes to show you how much stuff that they cover up. I mean, we got this IRS whistleblower that has basically come against the Bidens and the Biden administration, and, you know, these messages have came out. they made headlines short time, and then it's, you know, pretty obvious that they had to have distractions and had to get that off in the news. But, I mean, you look at it, and it's like, I mean, it's like, you know, dead to the rights. I mean, you talk about, you know, bribery and fraud and stuff in the Biden family. And then even Hunter Biden's, you know, attorney comes out, and he blames addictions and drug problems for the stuff that he was saying. But at the same time, they still just continue to cover it up and cover it up and cover it up some more. The lack of coverage on it and the lack of miles that that anybody's getting out of it is just pretty amazing. I mean, it's you have stuff like this happening, and it's just you talk about, you know, fake media and fake news. It's just it's pretty obvious that's what's going on.
Yeah, I saw one part of that.
But
where
what we're hearing in the news is the New World Order's agenda, because there's local news that pretty major things happen. They never cover none of that that they used to. But it's basically all the New World Order cover-ups or agenda that's been shoved on our face. But that's all, you know, you can shut it off. But that's what they're trying to do, because I think they're kind of getting kind of desperate, because all these things have backfired on them, in my opinion. You know, from the beer to the Target and the ball game and everything like that, it's really backfired on them. And, I mean, huge economic dents in it. And I think, you know, they, like the Queen said, that we have, nothing will come to us, you know, but it's coming to them. And we have to look at this all in the proper perspective, because God's hand is in it. No matter what you think, it's in it, and it's his idea. The American people need to repent, and there's signs of it happening. Just the response, you know, this whatever it is, the gay pride, all that crap, month and stuff like that. It's just flat turning a lot of people right off, and that's a really good thing. So we just got to remember who's driving this bus. It's very
successful. I agree. And I think that, you know, it's amazing how many people, well, I shouldn't say it's amazing, but it's neat. It's good to see and to talk to them, people, and they are so fed up with this, them having a whole month of being prideful for their perverted ways. It's, people have had enough of it. I mean, people that are, people aren't—they're not afraid to say it anymore. Where in the past, you know, they just keep their mouth shut. Now they're saying, you know, this is a bunch of horse dung. It's—they're just done with it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. And, you know, like and like we've been talking, they've been voting with their dollars, and they've been deciding who they're going to support based on a company's political views.
I think that there's definitely a clear line. You're either for all the perversion or you're against it. There's really no, you know, in the middle. I was talking with my chiropractor, actually, and he says, are you going to go to the Gay Pride Weekend Festival there in the town that where his office is? And I'm like, no. And he starts talking, and, you know, this is just out of the blue. I mean, he don't really know me from anything. And he starts talking just out of the blue, how he's, like, he's tired of it and this and that. And I made the comment to him. I was like, well, you know, if you have a patient and you know that they're, you know, pro-gay right and pro-pride and stuff, you should charge them three times the amount of what you normally do. And he goes, why is that? I go, well, because they don't have any children. They don't have any liabilities or bills, so they have more money in the bank account. So if they want to have everything equal and, like, you know, everything distributed nice, you know, you should, like, take more because you got four kids or five kids or however many he has, you know, because you need that. You know, they need the pride and all that stuff, and they want to sit there and do all their acts, meanwhile not having any of the responsibilities that we do as, like, traditional marriage people, you should charge them three times the amount. And he goes, I'm going to have to think about that.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, you talk about the selfishness and involved in that. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there nowadays that are getting, even people that are getting married, that are just deciding not to have kids. They don't want to have children at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't want the financial responsibility. They don't want the burden. And they just want to live their lives.
Well, they want to have fun. You know, that's all they want to do. Yeah. I know a guy like that. They don't want any kids. And I remember the one dude, I asked him, and he's like, well, I just like having fun, you know, and he was just going to live his life that way. And, you know, I kind of thought about it, and I was like, you know, my children are getting old enough to, like, where they're actually really fun now. You see the character and all the work that you put into them. You see it starting to blossom. And, you know, I look back at that conversation I had with that guy, and he has no idea what he's missing. Like, you are raising the next generation, and it is a big responsibility. It's an honor, and, you know, children are gifts from God, so don't screw them up too much, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, I mean, I've heard that in some places that these pride festivals, they've had these pride festivals and pride parades and all that kind of stuff, that they were just a complete flop in some areas this year too. They expected thousands and thousands of people to show up, and they didn't. Nobody showed up, and there was. Well, I've seen one thing, and they made all this food, and all these food trucks showed up, and they had bought all this extra food, and they were planning on it being a big deal, and they had to throw 95% of their stuff out because nobody showed up and nobody was buying the food.
Well, good. We want them to go broke.
That's right. That's right. And seen it all over. We've talked about Anheuser-Busch. We've talked about Target. You know, Starbucks.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah. Right. And Starbucks, before Pride Month, I just saw this, that they had put in a no decoration policy prior to the start of June. And the company didn't specifically refer to Pride. Now, this is Starbucks, right? I mean, is liberal, left-wing, anti-police, anti-American, pro-faggot, queer company. But they've seen the dollar signs. And they put up a no-decoration policy before June so that they wouldn't. Have any, you know, overtly or obvious participation in that. And I saw a note this morning. I saw this just a week ago, but I saw a note this morning that, there's some LGBTQs that are suing Starbucks for discrimination because they're not doing this. And so not that that's going to go anywhere, I don't think, but it is. Yeah, you're seeing people just aren't. They had that mess at Dodger Stadium. You know, they've been they were pushing and promoting these queers cross-dressing up as like nuns and stuff like that. And there was nobody. I saw a picture of it. There was nobody in the stands. And so, you know, they are, people are backing off of that. They're saying, no, I don't want anything to do with that. They're seeing it, for what it is. What was it? In the Major League Baseball, National Hockey and all that, where they've been pushing these, Pride nights and Pride jerseys and things like that. National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman said Pride nights at National Hockey League games have become, quote, become more of a distraction. And it's just their fancy way of saying it, that they're not making money. They're not making money. And did you hear about the students at middle school At Marshall Simmons Middle School in Burlington, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, I think, refused to celebrate. The school had been plastered with pride posters and rainbows and all this stuff, and they went through and tore them down. And they were the ones that were chanting, my pronouns are USA. My pronouns are USA. And so, yeah, even some of the children are standing up to it and saying, you know, I don't want anything to do with it. It's just wrong. And that's a good thing. It is. It is a good thing that they're seeing that.
And also this week, it was, I thought it was pretty interesting, the impeachment resolution to remove Joe Biden from office passes the House floor. And this was, I'll just read part of this, but I'll tell you what, this representative that we've got in Colorado, I mean, she's a fireball. She's just, she comes out shooting at from the hip and just never, I mean, just always surprising me. It's and it's sad that, you know, that we've have to have, and I've heard a lot of people, you know, that have, you know, keep saying, well, that's not an office that a woman should have and this and that. But, you know, I mean, it's some of these women, they've got it by default because there's no men that are doing, you know, the job that they're doing. And, you know, it's sad that that's the way it is, but that's the way it is. I'll just read part of it. But it says, in a historic move under an impeachment resolution aiming to remove Joe Biden from office for failing to secure the southern border has successfully passed the House floor. The vote set to refer to the bill of the Judiciary Homeland Security Committee passed 219-208. The bill to impeach was introduced by Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado, who spoke on the House floor about why fellow representatives should vote to hold Biden accountable. Joe Biden's unconstitutional de-re-licitation of Article 2 duties to take care that the laws be faithfully executed warrants impeachment, Boebert stated. He has willfully created a border crisis that has embled the horrific trafficking of children. As a mother, it breaks my heart to watch Joe Biden turn a blind eye to victims of child sex trafficking. Biden's border crisis has allowed millions of illegal aliens to pour into our country, threatened our national security, and killed more than 100,000 Americans from fentanyl, including more than 1,800 Coloradoans. And it goes on and on and on. But, I mean, it just, you know, it shows you that, you know, we are making headway in a lot of different directions, and things are changing. People are getting mad and people are getting upset. And it's constantly that fight between good and evil and right and left. And it's exciting to see.
Yeah, and to all those people that, like, sit there and say, like, well, that's not a job that a woman should have, like, well, then they should be looking at themselves in the mirror and actually stepping up and doing something, do whatever. And it could be a lot of different things on the community level, I mean, county level, whatever. Stand up and get to work instead of pointing the finger, because obviously that girl there, lady from Colorado, she just couldn't take it anymore, and there was no other person stepping up to do the job. So, you know, we as a free society, the way we're supposed to be, you know, there comes a lot of responsibility to protect that, and to sit there and think that it's always going to be in that state of, you know, freedom and, you know, have all these liberties to do stuff, like, no, we have to protect it and ensure it. So, you know, yeah, they're right. It shouldn't be held by a woman, that office. But on the other hand, you know, get to work. Everybody get to, like, do something. And
that's right.
You know, I obviously, probably everybody that's listening to this broadcast would be like, yeah, like, I hope Biden gets impeached, you know. But, you know, we'll see. I didn't actually hear anything about that.
Well, and when I just got back, I was traveling some last week, and I seen a picture, and it was I took a picture of it, and I'm going to try to get it in the next Dragon Slayer newsletter, because it prompted me to take a bunch of notes and just start writing some stuff down. But it says, doing nothing when facing evil is evil itself. And I got to thinking about that, and it was, you know, it really stimulated a lot of thought. And, you know, and then I was reading some stuff, and it was talking about, these people were talking about how dangerous it is and how dangerous these people are that, you know, just say, well, it doesn't affect me, or I'm just not going to have anything to do with that. And, you know, live and let live, and letting these perversions go on in their, not, you know, in there, you name it, wherever you let this stuff going on, when you see the evil going on and you do nothing, that is evil. You know, whether it's in your church, whether it's in your community, whether it's in your state, whether it's in your country, wherever you see it and do nothing, that is wrong. And you know, it's, we've got a duty as men, as head of our households, as Christians, as patriots, to stand up for what is right and come against what is wrong.
Well, that goes back to the, God said, I'd rather you hot or cold, and then the lukewarm, and that's the lukewarm people, the fence riders. You know, they don't want to offend anybody, just, you know, jump on whatever side's winning, basically.
Good point. And, very good point. Yeah.
Right. And we see that.
I never thought of it in that aspect, but I think that that's what it is, and I think that there's a lot more lukewarm people out there. And what did he say? Is he going to spew them out of his mouth?
Yep.
Well, I think our county's been taken over by women commissioners, and I understand they're not supposed to be in office, but I also know when men don't do it, somebody has to. And I think that's the kind of women that have taken over this. They made a resolution here to go back. We're a constitutional thing, and they got some resistance, but they're standing their ground. And I have no problem with them people in there, because, like I said, I've seen worthless men in that steeple house I went to. I had the youth group, and it was all the men weren't being the head of the house, and the mothers had to take it. And once a woman's gotten out of her box, she's hard to put back in. Let me tell you that. But this one in Colorado is talking about, you know, she's on fire, and that's good. There's nothing more dangerous than a pissed off woman.
That's for sure.
That's pretty difficult to deal with. I don't know. I think we all know.
Yeah. Well, and it's good to see that truth. You know, no matter where it comes from. I mean, God says I can have these rocks cry out if that's what I need to do. And that's what he's doing. His truth is going to come out. And the truth of this, that, hey, you know, we have enemies. This Christian republic that we have, that is the United States of America, has enemies. And the enemies are running the federal government right now. And so when the truth of that comes out, God's going to get it. He's going to allow it, and he is allowing it to come out. Now, whether you believe it or not, and you know, you men are right. There's some that'll say, well, ain't supposed to have a woman doing that. I like how you put it, Zach. Then you step in there and start doing it. And so God is going to have his truth come out. And right now, it is just in society that women and minorities have a voice right now, that the media puts out sometimes, and that you know, goes out, and God is having some of them get that truth out of the attacks that we're under in this nation, and that is a good thing, no matter where that comes from. Well, Remnant phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. You know, God is truly in control. There's saw a report. There's an asteroid passing halfway closer than the moon is tomorrow at like 7 p.m. And But there's no danger, no danger to the earth. It's like, what if there was? What would you do, right? What would you do? Anyway, it's just, I think it's funny when you see this. And, oh, you know, a few years ago, NASA crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid to see what would happen and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, not promoting NASA, but I think it just shows that God is in control. You know, you hear a lot about, oh, we could have an EMP strike or, you know, the North Koreans attack or this or that, China, Russia, whatever. Yeah, what would it be if an asteroid were to hit? Nothing anybody could do but just be ready to meet God. Anyway, I thought it was somewhat humorous seeing it. But I guess you can go online. They'll have a telescope set up. You can go online and see it pass by tomorrow evening at 7. Anyway.
Might just take a little nap at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Richard, you said the only thing you can do is be ready to meet God. I got a story about that. So this is probably 10 years ago. I was driving a semi. I was working for a concrete company at the time, and I was driving the wall panel truck back to the shop, and I'm going down the road. I have a little Mexican dude riding with me, and we're driving down the road, and, you know, we're talking and whatever, and I blew the front tire on the passenger side of that semi, and I ended up crashing the truck and totaling it out. And it was a miracle that nobody got killed. And, like, I can still remember, like, swerving on the interstate and, like, almost, like, and I stuck that thing into a ditch, like, at 50 miles an hour and, like, just ripped the whole bottom end out from underneath it. Well, anyways, the next day, me and that Mexican dude showed up to work, and we just kept working. Because neither one of us was injured. And he was all different. I was like, Boompa, what's going on? He's like, he called me Isaac, which means actually Isaac in Spanish. He goes, you know, Isaac, he goes, after yesterday, he's like, I'm repenting. And he goes, I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to be a Christian and live completely different. And he goes, I don't want to meet God in the condition that I was in. And he goes, are you going to change? And I was like, Boompa, I was ready before that happened, and that's all I said to him, and, you know, which was true. I was, you know, and, but I just remember him saying that in my response, and he just, like, looked at me and just turned around and walked away, you know, and that is one of the comforts that we can have. Like, really, all this craziness that we see going on around us, there really isn't nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
You know, you just have to stick to tasks and do what you're supposed to do, and generally everything turns out the way that they're supposed to.
Yeah, there is a peace there. Guys, let's try the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Radio Wranglers. This is Tim calling from Wisconsin.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, did you all remember when Pastor Peters bailed that woman out of jail? That was the woman that smashed the blasphemous anti-Jesus artwork.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, well, I kind of remember his remarks as to him, you know, saying that Pastor Peter said that you know, if it would have been a man, right, they would have put him in jail for 100 years, you know, right? So it's more of a matter of, I think, force, right? In other words, the woman can do something that the man, if the man did it, he would have been exterminated. He would have been killed or gunned down or something else, right? But the woman... I mean, I will testify to her bravery, but it really needed to be done. And and the woman was capable of doing it. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I think you're right.
Brings up a... Go ahead.
Well, I was also thinking, you know, that the thoughts are running through my mind a little bit because we're about at the 30th anniversary of the Waco massacre. We're just a little bit past that. And I got to thinking about Rudy Butch Stanko. I don't know if you guys remember him, but that was back
absolutely.
In the 80s. Yeah, I mean, he's still, I guess, a common household word in Nebraska, right? The people still, he still makes the news yep. once in a while in Nebraska, as far as I understand, right?
Yes. Yep. That is correct.
But the thing about it was that past Peters, at the time, he heard the news reports about this fellow and was kind of believing it. At least that's the way I remember Peters was saying this, is that he heard the news reports about Rudy Butch Stanko, and he actually kind of half believed it. And then an old cowboy, an old cowpuncher, wised him up and said that he knew that guy, and that guy would never do those things. And so I'm thinking, maybe, but still, it was they were allowed to smear him, and then basically. Take everything from him and imprison him, and the combination between the illegal, the corrupt courts, and the media, and I was thinking, that probably had an effect on the people locally there, and even nationally, I think, but then I got to thinking, what are the parallels there between the Waco massacre, and this Cattle King situation, right? I mean, because I was looking at some of the video from back then, and it seemed to me that these people didn't do a darn thing wrong at all. And then all of a sudden, these people show up and just start massacring them and start shooting them up. But then they kept that going for months and months. And they made this guy look like the world's biggest demon, this Koresh, and I don't think he was all that great of a guy. But, they made him look like some kind of nutcase and a suicide cult and everything else. And I think, that Waco massacre put the whole country onto a left brain thinking, a fear thinking. Anyway, so I guess that's really pretty much all I was on my heart this morning.
Yeah, and Tim, I'm glad you brought up the Butch Stanko stuff. There was a book, and I can't remember what year it was published, but it was in the 80s. It had to have been in the 80s sometimes, and it was called The Score. And basically, he was a cattle rancher that got tired of just taking his cattle to the market and then having it go to the processing plant, decided that he was going to open his own co-op type processing plant, and people were going to get, the ranchers were going to get better prices for their beef. They were going to be able to sell it and get packing house prices for it. It was going to help the ranchers out, and was what he got involved with, is he didn't realize that all the packing plants were owned by Jews. And when he started doing that, he started stepping on the Jews, and they threw the book at him and came after him on, every direction that they possibly could, and tried to shut him down. And it was an awakening for him, and he ended up doing prison time over the whole deal, and it was basically, he was set up over and over again, time and time again, and basically they put a big target on him and just continued to attack him. And the book is called The Score. It's still available. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it off of, um, um, you, you can just, if you Google it or look it up online, there's a lot of different places. It's an old book, but it's definitely got a lot of really good information on it. That was I'm very familiar with this with the story. My dad was involved in some of the cases up there back in the late 80s, early 90s. So, yeah, good information in that.
Great.
Jason, I think the last time I was out there,
thank you
were
you,
actually
Tim.
Bringing that up, that you were telling me that story. So as time was on, yeah, that's a good, that would be a good read. I don't have to get that book.
Well, they just had a documentary on Randy Weaver on TV here a week or two ago, and I watched it. I'd seen it before, and it was kind of middle of the road. But that one guy that was killed early on, they killed their own. He never did that at all. You know, he ended up getting a $3 million settlement out of that thing. But they, right up here north of us in Fremont, they were after some guy who was locked up in his house while they shot a state policeman and killed him. Well, they got into the house, and I don't know if they burned it down, tore it down, anything. The guy wasn't even in the house. So one of them cops killed their own, and that's happened in Waco, too. They make it look bad, but I'm sure Randy Weaver never killed that guy. I'm sure they killed their own, and this is what they do. There's, you know, if you're in the police force, look over your shoulder because you don't know who's who. But this happens all the time. They just fabricate the thing to look good. You know, I would say the majority of people in Waco, well, that's just a cult, you know, but they're figuring out that cult wasn't so much a cult. You know, the problem is, you know, I was thinking about this last night. An attorney has no standing in court without a client, which means the power is in the people. See, they're parasitic and living off of us because we're stupid. We don't know law and all this stuff. And but, yeah, they have no standing. And then the judge, all the rules. See, a judge, he's supposed to be a referee. He don't make law or decide law. And they're out of their realm of what they're supposed to do, too. They're just supposed to make sure the law is carried out properly. But I just read somewhere on someone just overturned something for now. But they have no right to do that. That's not their job. The people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. They think everybody else owns something more than them. But you get to think about it. They don't know so much. They're just using you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, it, you know, the thing is that, like, when we're talking about Waco, we talk about Waco, the Randy Weaver, you know, all of these different, you know, problems. Yeah, we don't know what their beliefs are or exactly, you know, where they stood or what kind of people they are. The problem is when you have a tyrannical government that comes in and kills people and burns a building to the ground. I mean, and, you know, the Waco, they burned women and children and men and you know, burned it to the ground and killed them and, you know, watched it burn. And, you know, then you have, you know, the Weaver incident where you go in and, you know, a 13-year-old boy shot in the back. And it's, you know, yeah, when you got a government like that, and that was an eye-opener for those events were eye-openers for a lot of people. You know, there was a lot of people that, you know, I remember talking with Carl Klein, and he was talking about how much of an eye-opener that was, for him, and how that made him want to be a patriot and, you know, stand up against a tyrannical government. And, you know, it was a lot of people, 9/11, same thing. That woke a lot of people up. And we've had these events that have happened, you know, in our country, and people have realized that, you know, hey, you know, these guys maybe not on our side.
Yeah, I think God uses those things for that very thing, just to wake people up, to let them see what's going on. Zach?
One of those points that guy brought up was how Pastor Peter said, well, if that was a man, he'd be in jail for 100 years. And, you know, the media, you know, the government, however you want to label it, because I kind of think they're all one and the same. You know, they don't want people talking – you know, about in a masculine, you know, what a man is supposed to be, what he's supposed to act like. He's supposed to be a protector. You know, I mean, they don't want that kind of speech being broadcasted. And one of the guys that is going through right now, and I've actually been following him, is that that guy over in Romania. I think he's from England, and he's half black, he's half white. He's some kickboxer dude, and he got thrown in jail for trafficking women, and well, now he's out, and he's under house arrest, and he's been under house arrest for like 3 or 4 months. And I mean, I'm not saying I agree with all of the stuff, but he has a following of men. Like, you listen to this guy talk, and he's like, well, you're a man. Things are supposed to be hard. You're supposed to be a protector. You're supposed to be a savage. You're supposed to be a provider. You're supposed to go kick somebody's ass if they're screwing with your kids. You're supposed to teach your kids how to be protectors. Like, he's just, and he's very, you know, he's very vocal, and he's got this huge following, and they threw him in jail for 3 months, and now they let him out. He's under house arrest, and they're trumping up these charges, and he's still putting videos out about, if I end up dead, know this, it's not by suicide. Know this, it's not because I did it, or he's like, it's because of them. They're trying to take me out for teaching you guys how to be a man. And, you know, and granted, I mean, he's pretty, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, he thinks he's the best and all this other stuff, and he says it, and, you know, but he says a lot of things that should be, you know, like, males need to realize that I'm a male. I'm a protector. I'm a provider. And he puts it in such a way that people gravitate it towards him, just like Donald Trump when he was talking. But, you know, they're running him through the ringer, and, you know, he's got all kinds of people saying, like, none of this stuff is true, what the police is, you know, charging him with, what the media is saying about him. And so it just goes to show they don't want men thinking that they're men and that they're strong, you know. You can't have that kind of talk. We got to shut this guy up. So, you know, but if you're gay and you want to be prideful and you want to run your mouth and be loud and scream at somebody, you know, you have to promote that. So there's clearly an agenda. There's no question about it. That was actually a good call from that caller.
What'd you say?
I said that was a good call from that caller. He brought up a good point.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Yes. And the enemy has long been doing that, you know, trying their best to silence, you know, people standing up for what's right, or using that fear factor. Hey, you see what they did over here? And that does make some people fearful. But other people, it wakes them up. It wakes them up. I think that's an unintended consequence.
There is no middle ground, believe it or not. There's no middle ground. That's what that lukewarm group is. It's middle ground, and there isn't no place. It's one or the other, hot or cold.
Right.
I think the definition of lukewarm is you have two systems in your head, and you think you're right, and it's a very dangerous place to be.
Right. Right. And that's how the Bible describes it. You know, you think you're rich and fine and perfect, and just everything is hunky-dory. And you're poor and wretched and naked and blind. I like how you put that. Yeah, you can't serve God and man. It's one or the other. And you know, the Bible stories that talk about that. When Elijah told him, "Choose you this day who you're going to serve, God or Baal." And it you remember what it says? The people said not a word. They were like, "We're going to see how this works out." And that's because they were sitting on the fence. They were like, well, you know, if it goes this way, we just might go that way as well. But if it goes the other way, well, we'll go that way. And that's at lukewarm. And God says, I puke. You make me sick. I'm going to puke you out of my mouth. I don't want anything to do with you. For people that are that way.
Well, see, it's dangerous because those people back in Elijah's day, they didn't know what was real.
Right.
They didn't know what was real. So, like, you take Judeo-Christianity.
They don't know what's real.
I grew up in that community. I've seen miracles like you would not believe. So in their mind, they're right. But I wouldn't give, I shouldn't say that, but let's just put it this way. I'd rather sit here with you guys and have none, no miracles, and knowing the truth, which is the biblical history and the laws and the prophets.
Right.
And I know who I am because they think they're right because of them, and they're not.
Right.
And if that's not double-minded, I don't know what is.
Oh, it is. It is. Let's try the phone lines again, guys, while we got time. Paul, hold on just a sec. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard Sandy over in North Carolina. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
You were talking about that girl. Good morning. You were talking about that girl, Babbitt, over there. She is a real fireball. And we got a situation over here with our governor. I don't know if you guys remember a while back they started that whole issue about 8 years ago with, what was his name? I can't remember the guy's name. He's a Republican, a good guy. They're standing up against the bathroom issue over here. They want to have this men and girls bathrooms and all that stuff, and he put his foot down and said no, and he's pretty much lost by a few thousand votes that election for governor. And this other creep got in there, and he's already started something against something. I can't remember what he's concerned to vote for. They're trying to stop him. And there's a guy that's going to rerun up against him. The guy I voted for him last time, his name's Mark Robinson. I don't know if you know who he is. But he's a black fella that used to be a Democrat, and he turned, and he got Jesus in him. I'll tell you what, and he's all for guns, and he's outspoken when it comes to all this woke stuff. And
Andy, is that the lieutenant governor?
Yeah, the lieutenant governor.
Oh, I've seen him. He is a Jesus man, that's for sure.
Oh, he's a preacher, too. When he gets up there, he preached. He got a Republican gathering or whatever, and he sounded like he was preaching to them, and they were cheering. It's just moving. But he was on PBS one time, and they tried cornering him. He went into the wolves den, I'll tell you what, on PBS, because he spoke out against the books, the homosexual books in the schools. And by the time he got done with them, they probably wish they'd never invited him on that show because he finished them off. That was the first time I ever heard somebody turn it around. When you trust God, you know, he's behind you. But the man's a black man. Now, I voted for him last time because it was, you know, and the other people weren't even comparable to him. And then I'm going to vote for him again, although you're supposed to have a, you know, your own person, you know, an Israelite in there. But the guy's running against a Jew. I don't have a choice. I'm definitely going to vote for him for governor. Like you were talking before, the men won't step forward, and we can't get a good white guy to step forward. So if the black man wants to step forward and he's going to do something, well, if God's going to send him, I'll vote for him. He's one of us, you know.
Yes, yes, and that's to our shame. You know, it really is. Whether it's the women, I support Boebert down there, Lauren Boebert. She is doing a fantastic job. You look at others, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and, you know, there's others around that are doing it. And I've seen that lieutenant governor, and he's not just spouting a spout. He's walking the walk and talking the talk and doing it right. And it is as a people, it is to our shame that because God says, I'm going to have it declared. And if you won't declare it, I'll have somebody else declare it. It's just that simple. And that's it's exciting that we're living that today, that we are.
Oh, yeah. I have hope for this, still for this state, and I'm praying for this guy, you know. I mean, I'll pray for any white guy that wants to get up there and do the job, too, if he's going to be. This guy doesn't worry about being reelected or what people say. He comes right out and says, my Lord Jesus, I want everybody to know, my God is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Comes right out.
That's first thing he says.
Like that and ends it like that.
That's right. That's first thing he says.
And he's getting votes.
Yeah.
Everybody loves what he's got to say. Everybody's, because it's a minority that's pushing all this stuff. And they've got the media behind them, and they're just closing it up, you know, so nobody knows there's nothing else going on. Well, anyway, I've got to let you go. I know it's getting short time, but thanks for having me on and listening. But This morning has been great. You guys got a lot of good topics going on, so keep it up. God bless you.
Thanks, Andy. God bless. Have a great day. Well,
were you going to say something?
No, I think that ties in with what we've been talking about. You know, whether it's the women or the minorities that you know, they can get away. It's almost like they can get away with it right now. Whereas if you had a white male that's spouting that, media play, no, it's just not. I don't know if it's not appealing to the people or what, but it's sure not. You know, like you had said, Zach, the media, the government, they sure don't want a man, you know, being a man, and they've got their hands full with, you know, because we've been at war for the last 30 years, and some of those men have come back, and they love their country, and they love God, and they love their family, and they're getting a following, just like you talked about that guy over in, what, Romania, and you see that here in this nation as well, and they're forming companies and doing training and different things like that. And it's an unintended consequence, I think, of, you know, of these perpetual wars that we've been in. But it's men being men. And that scares the enemy. It really does.
You know, I was talking with my older brother about a year ago. And he was saying, you know, like he was asking the question, like, how did all this stuff happen? You know, how did we let all this stuff get so out of hand? And, you know, and he said, well, guys like you and me, and he was referring to me and himself, was like, we've been out in the field working, providing for our families, and we literally have not seen it. You know, we've been out, you know, we've been out like, he owns a tree service too. He's like, I've been out slaying trees. I've been out doing this. I've been, you know, and he's like, and now all of a sudden here we are and it's a complete mess. And, you know, you just got to start first by saying no. Second, by voting for your dollar. And third, you know, seeing what you can actually do, you know, and I'm not saying make it your full-time job if you still got to provide for your family. But there's a slot somewhere.
Right.
Because, and you need to find that slot because it's not for me. I know, you know, I know I can make it. But the reason why it needs to be done is for my children and their children. That's why it needs to be done.
Amen.
And that's like the theme I keep seeing people who are talking about this topic. What they're saying, they know that proverb, a wise man will leave his children's children an inheritance, and they're starting to understand that this country is the inheritance, and it's really exciting times. And you know, I still think buckle up, things are going to get even worse or crazier. Like,
yeah.
What you're going to see is even going to be crazier,
right?
So
right.
I guess I'll end with that this morning. If
yeah.
Anyone else has got any?
No, we're out of time. I think that's a great. I think that's a great closing. Buckle up, buckle up. And the what was the old song? The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. That's how it is. That's how it is. So, well, guys, thanks for joining us. And Remnant, thank you for joining us. And we invite you to join us for church tomorrow morning, Sunday morning at scripturesforamerica.org, 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. And we hope you'll join us. God bless, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, 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 stay calm.